Attention villagers!
This is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, efficient personality RJ. I prefer inclusive personality RJ. That's my key of choice. The fifth key. From Fantasy Key, festive relocator Miranda.
If I am one thing, it is festive.
Absolutely. From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, clever photographer Casey.
Snap, 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 smile for the camera.
Oh. And from Harmonia.
I've got that fisheye lens. Let me take a photo of you in that fisheye lens.
You in Universe of Energy. Click, click.
Would you guys like to do a magic shot or whatever it's called? Is that what's called?
Okay, everybody point to the spot on the ground.
Wow. And from Harmonia, herbivorous Mr. Popular Adam. Tell them what you had for lunch today, Adam.
Honey, I had a salad.
An herbivore.
I had a Caesar without chicken.
Without?
No chick.
Yeah, just the romaine and the croutons and the parmesan.
Mm. Sounds so filling.
And the fresh cracked black pepper and the dressing.
I'm already hungry thinking about just consuming that.
I love a good Caesar salad.
I love a good Caesar salad. You gotta have some protein.
I don't know if they still do it, but back in the day when they would do the Caesar salad cups at Pizza Planet, Mama.
They still have them.
They still have them at Rizzo?
Used to.
Because I thought it was just the antipasto cup, which also slaps.
The antipasto separate.
No, honey, they'll never get rid of a Caesar because there's only one ingredient that really matters, and it's romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
So unless that's on recall.
Honey.
Yeah. Take your minute, take your Roman, take your minute, take your Roman, you'll be okay. That's my Nikki. That's a Nikki song.
What's
any
the
barbs?
Song?
Roman's revenge, girl.
But
any
for
barbs?
For what reason? Oh, romaine. Roman.
Yeah.
All the barbs in the chat say, hey.
Is that Harv just came in the house?
Harv is not in the state.
Oh.
Harv is not with us.
I heard keys chinging.
Harv's passed on.
Oh, that's Winnie with the zoomies.
Oh, it's Winnie's keys.
Winnie's keys.
Well, what's going on, girlies? What's going on in the DDD? What's going on in the minutes?
I went to Pixar Putt.
I saw.
Did a little mini golf. I won.
How do you win?
Was it real? Was it like, sanctioned? Was it fake? What's going on?
It's sanctioned. It is a sanctioned iteration. But yeah, it's called Pixar Putt. It's a like a mini golf pop-up they're doing different.
A pop-up.
It's a pop-up. So it's they've done it in Brooklyn, they've done it in Houston, and now they're in San Antonio.
I also think they were in Manhattan for a while.
Yeah, like so I was invited out because wow. I posted an Instagram.
You were told to get out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're like, get out.
Please leave.
No, I mean, a peek behind the curtain is I posted an Instagram story about like a giveaway they were having. I was like, oh, I hope I can go. Little old me. And then they messaged me and they're like, well,
would
if
you
you'd
like to
post about it, we'll give you some little company tickets.
Miss Ma'am
marched her Pixar loving little behind to San Antonio. And I brought Chris with me and he got to meet Mary Kate for the first time. They've never met before.
Oh, how was the meeting?
It was great.
The meeting of the minds.
Approval?
Meeting of the minds. Yes. I think we have approval. I didn't ask.
We can ask them now. Chris, are you on? Are you watching?
Chris, are you with us?
Chris, if you hear my voice, knock once, please. Rap on the table. It's time to respond.
But yeah, but so we did some Pixar Putt. It was really cute. It was a little, you know, it's they travel with it. So it's all like just these things that they put together, but it was still very fun. And my favorite was the creepy ventriloquist dummy. I got the ball in his mouth.
It was very creepy. That was a very Casey
Oh. Yeah, I made it.
It's too easy. I won't even do it.
I made a reel today and I'm like, do I say whole?
Yeah, like, what do you say?
And that's what it is.
It's what it is.
But it I was is like, a hole. And then I was trying to describe the last hole.
Casey, you were posting hole on Instagram?
Wow. On Maine? Hole on Maine?
Wow. The last
a
hole.
Sponsored hole.
Hashtag
Spawn
ad.
Hole.
SponCon.
SponCon hole.
Is like you hit the balls into the up house, mm-hmm. and then reel in the up house to make it go up, you know, like it's floating with the balloons in it. And then it goes over to Paradise Falls. I was like trying to describe that like in a voiceover, and I'm like, and then they drop the balls and they go into the hole. And I was like,
oh, no. Do you show it on your latest reel?
It's on a reel,
yeah,
honey.
Girl, check the reel.
Make sure you stream the reel.
The real reel.
I will check out the real reel.
Just leave the reel playing, you know?
Just leave it playing in the background.
That sounds so exciting.
It was very cute. So I'm glad we went. We had fun. The people working there were fun.
I thought you were about to explain to us how mini golf works when you started this description.
You know, it's not like regular golf. Where, you know, you
it's
have, like,
smaller.
It's small. It's
One could say it's golf. Miniature. Yeah.
But it was very fun. Very, you know, got my little Disney fix here at home.
Oh, speaking of Disney fix, because we don't get enough of that. Casey and I decided to book a quick little jaunt in.
Oh my God.
Less than 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
In a week and a half for the preview of Guardians of the
Gardens.
Let's rewind. Let's cosmic rewind.
Rewind.
So we successfully got annual pass holder previews for Monday after
the first time I've ever gotten an annual pass holder preview email in my life.
I know. Well, Lindsay was the one who she was on it. She just sent the link in the chat and I was like, what's this? And I like got on it and I just stayed in queue and I was like, I don't know what this is.
I stayed in the queue. I was literally driving to work and
I can't wait to hear about how Miranda thought it was. So, she had to take a Dramamine.
This is the thing. I was like, Casey's made a point as well. We're not going to get a lightning lane for it. We're not going to stand for 4 hours for this ride. I will never ride this ride again. I will ride it this one time. And like knowing I'm only going to be on it once, I would rather.
I've heard it's very smooth.
And a lot of people say, but
better be.
Talk to anybody who
very smooth.
I'm expecting a Crush's Coaster situation.
That's what I would guess too.
More managed than Crush, though.
Except it's not made by that company.
Yeah, but they'll still be spinning in backwards.
Spinning. Like Crush is like it can spin a little or a lot, right?
Yeah, Crush is like Primeval in that it spins just based
on its own. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, this is like
controlled.
You've never watched or you've never been on Forbidden Journey, but Escape from Gringotts, but it spins, but it's like controlled spins.
Okay. Well, either way, my relief band will be on.
Charge her up.
Get a little spawn con for that. Maybe
you could go straight from that to Mission Space.
Amazing. Uh-huh.
Do Mission Space Orange.
Incredible.
And then blow all of your guts out everywhere.
We'll go to Space 220 so we can do it in space.
Perfect.
Are you going to eat at Space 220?
We should try to go to the lounge, Casey.
We should.
Oh, they have a lounge? Like a cocktail lounge? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that you don't have to buy the $100 plate.
Do you see they were... For the cast member previews, they have to like come back. They have to enter backstage and they get like escorted to the place and then they have to leave.
Oh, yeah. They don't want them
which is
wandering.
So crazy to me because Epcot. Yes, but Epcot holds 150,000 people. Like, let's all calm down for a second. The 3,000 cast members you're going to extra have in this park today.
Yeah.
Are going to spend so much money anyway. So
right.
Just let them be in there.
Yeah.
It is interesting that they had the cast previews during their
blockout
when now their blockout is lifted. Like it just, why couldn't they have waited a week? Silly.
I think some people are still blocked out. Or maybe it was this person's pass was blocked out.
Well, let's all go. RJ, change the view. We're all going to look at a screen of blackoutdates.disney.com. We're going to select main entrance pass.
We can go look at the blockout dates for Casey and my magic key at Disneyland because there are.
What are we enchant?
We are enchant.
Enchanté.
Enchanté. Something happening at Disneyland this. Oh, wait. They're getting
Mickey and Minnie.
Well, no, like this summer. They're getting a parade back.
World of Color.
They're getting World of Color, and they're getting
Fantasmic is
returning. Main Street Electrical, but with different floats or different ending.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Is it additional, or is it just they broke up the bacon?
It's additional.
Additional.
They still have America?
I don't know. Oh,
girl.
Because the concept art made it look like they were just changing that big flag float to be all the like.
What'd you say?
What did you call it?
Talk about Degrassi. Yikes. They are not as friendly on a lot of these episodes.
Not until Marco.
No, it's like.
No, Marco's in the beginning.
No.
Polo?
Polo.
No, Marco isn't immune from being
hate crimed,
incorrect in what he's saying too.
Yes, it's
like they say some. I mean,
I guess that really nails the teenage experience, that
like the millennial teenage experience specifically. Yeah. Like we had no terms to use.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the Canadian high school, and Jill is like, this is exactly like the high school experience in Canada. Like to a T.
Where are they? Yeah. Where? What city are they supposed to be in?
Toronto.
Oh, they're in Toronto.
Toronto.
Sorry.
Ooh, Megan sent you some mail.
I had a huge crush on Craig. Was I a problem? Was I the problem?
We all love Craig.
Craig is a good one. We enjoy.
We can't. We're not doing a Degrassi minute. We cannot do this.
Who doesn't?
Degrassi.
HBO Max.
Here's a letter I just received from Megan. Dear buddy, giving a gift in person can feel so casual. Sending this item via snail mail seemed more appropriate somehow. What's more charming than a well-wrapped package? The honey. Gift inside, I hope.
Honey.
Exactly.
Honey. Wow.
She's talking like a snooty here. What's going on?
Yeah.
Did she draw?
I think just because of how you read it. I don't think anything in that text is...
Charmed, I'm sure.
Sent me.
Charmed, I'm sure, is so snooty. Maybe she's reading, you know what? She's reading Bridgerton and watching the new season. That's why.
She's Bridgerton.
Megan goes to the Bridgerton experience like every weekend. Like, she loves it.
She just celebrated her birthday at the Bridgerton experience.
Yeah.
She goes into Abel's and begs the sisters to sell more Bridgerton inspired apparel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe you need to buy her a Bridgerton dress.
Oh, there's, yeah.
And not this cave dress that they're selling.
Not this cave dress.
Oh, no.
Bridgerton does Flintstones.
Bam, bam.
Who loved the Flintstones movie?
I just saw this on Twitter. Did.
Rosie O'Donnell, come on. John Goodman?
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
A good man.
The guy that played Barney.
Is it Rick Moranis or a guy that looks like Rick Moranis?
It's Rick Moranis. Yeah.
It is not.
100% it's Rick Moranis.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have glasses on.
Yeah.
He's a new man. No, wait, hold on.
Oh, she doubts.
I know.
She doubts. Doubting Thomas. Happy Easter, Doubting Thomas.
Happy Easter, Doubting Thomas is the name of our episode.
Speaking of Easter, who celebrated Bunny Day?
Mama, not me.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry seduces Fred.
She seduces him.
In his office.
Who played Wilma?
I don't recognize her. I think she was a 90s actress.
Isn't it...
Elizabeth Perkins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know
Weeds.
The name, but I don't know.
Yeah, Weeds.
She was Weeds.
Sharp Objects.
No, that's Weeds is Mary Louise Parker.
She was the other woman in Weeds.
There's another woman in Weeds?
Yes, there's another woman.
So there was one woman in Weeds.
Only one.
So I didn't see a Bridgerton dress, so let's look at our storage and see.
Oh, there's gotta be.
You've gotta have something in storage, I'm sure.
No, you gotta go to dresses. You're in shirts.
Well,
I'm in tops.
It's all.
No, it's sorted, girl. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, like it's when you're in your storage, it's all under fashion items. You can't separate into tops and bottoms.
I don't have a Bridgerton Luke. Oh, fashionable royal dress?
Yes.
You can use that wig too. Don't they have like a white wig that has?
But Mama, she won't wear the wig.
She won't wear the wig.
She won't. It's true.
Well, hold on. Let's go. Why not go to Harv's?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Well, she won't wear it in Harv's either.
Oh, well, that's just...
Like, it won't give you the option to let her wear that.
We don't even know if RJ has it.
Yeah.
Just give her the dress.
Just give her the damn dress.
Give her the dress.
And look, I have purple wrapping paper.
Perfect. Just wrap up some rocks. Three stones.
Here's some rocks.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Sasha.
No, I did not do Bunny Day.
I didn't either.
I had to offload my eggs when I played today.
I didn't have any eggs.
You could keep your eggs and use them for eating.
In one basket? Never keep your eggs in one basket. Stupid.
Oh, poor Megan.
She just sat down.
She's wearing the peasant dress.
This is going to be a real Cinderella. This is about this fairy godmother.
This is a
Cinderella.
Yes.
Leave and come back.
This whole episode is a deep, deep, deep minute.
Oh,
my favorite part of Disney animation here is this transformation.
This transformation from the dress.
She's literally, you have to run in because she's going to sit down
again. She's going to do it again.
Okay, here we go.
So
here we go.
You need to bolt.
You're still going to be
Hold B.
Running into that treasure island to get to Tangy's house.
We got her, folks.
Oh,
have you not talked to her?
I have not. I guess I have not been talking to Miss Megan. Here we go.
Here it is. It's
transformation.
I wonder what's inside. Are you sure you're giving me a fashionable royal dress?
Try here we go.
Try it. Let's see it.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
I look just like my favorite.
I love she goes, I think I look great.
She needs a corset, you know. Yeah. Unfortunately,
she's not cinched. She's like, I'm gonna sit down now. Let's see how it.
Oh, and it
matches her feet.
I love her little toe beans. Her little blue toe beans.
Here's where she needs take a photo.
Take a shot of that.
Oh my gosh! Aww. Look at those show feet, miss.
So this is love.
She's reading you.
Once first upon of all, a time.
It definitely looks like she's your therapist in this.
There you go. Oh. Trying to get it while it's sitting.
Where you're sitting.
There.
Oh. No.
Okay, I have to be like second a second. Faster. Yeah. One, two.
Okay.
And the tree's in the way.
Wait, but now the real thing. Go to your photos right now and show us every photo you just took. Because I want to see all of them. Because you were like mid-flight in all of these. Okay, we got her
raining.
By herself.
Okay.
Oh, look at Megan's eyes.
Her eyes.
Oh, it's so good.
You look like you're getting beat up by a ghost.
She's performing it.
This is animation. This is how animation works.
Yeah, print these out and make a little flip book.
Very Captain Underpants.
Classic.
Wow, this is great.
Very Captain Underpants. Oh, this was when we went to that Disney Island.
Yes, you'll need. Oh, cute. You'll need to share these in the
co-op. That's Bridgerton.
This is Bridgerton.
That's Bridgerton. That's Bridgerton. Ah, Bridgerton.
Yeah,
it's giving Bridgerton.
In the co-op later so people can see the comedy they're missing right now.
That was.
The comedy.
Her expression.
Comedy, the drama. Well, I did Bunny Day on Pizza Rizzo because my secondary player had never done Bunny Day before. So we went through the song and dance. And one thing that did they do this in the past where on Bunny Day, your villagers will be like, hey,
in the past,
I've got 3 sky eggs. I'm trying to offload. Do you want to give me 3 water eggs?
Yes.
Yeah,
girl.
Or any other egg?
Yes.
It's very, okay. It's
as the only holiday I've ever celebrated in Animal Crossing, I can say with guarantee that is how it works.
Ooh, Miss Ketchup is cooking.
It's the same thing like they do for Festival. So that was nice.
Yes.
because I was needing like sky eggs or something. But I did like my main player gave my secondary player like all their eggs so that I could get all the stuff I needed. Mm-hmm. The worst part was just having to like wait around the island to get all of the like the day of bunny day, like all of the rest of the recipes I needed would like drop down from balloons or like be on the beach or whatever.
Right. So I had to
I had to wait and get all those, but
I
got them.
Yeah, got them.
But one thing I didn't get from my secondary player was, you remember like the like fancy
taxes
Easter dress and the fancy
you make it.
Yes,
I didn't get that DIY from my secondary player.
You get it from Zipper.
She didn't give it to me.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't get all of them.
Once I finished, she was like, "Well, what do you want?" And I'm like,
"Oh."
She's like, "Do you want to trade some eggs?" And I was like, "No, girl, I don't."
Well, that's
weird. Huh.
Yeah. And also, can we just talk about how many freaking... See, yeah, I did not get the egg party dress or the egg party
hat.
Because those aren't considered the things that you need to... Because I found out the clothing is not, you don't have to make all the clothing to appease.
You get it after you've made all six of the bunny day
outfits. Oh, that's probably why I didn't get it, because I didn't catch all of those.
Oh, we know after acquiring.
Yeah. Well, I will say that my secondary player also had a birthday on Monday. Because my secondary player is Lolly, who Lolly is my bear, and Lolly's the bear's birthday was Monday.
Oh. Happy tax day to Lolly.
Happy tax day to Lolly. We got our taxes done on Sunday, thank the Lord. And after cooking, after doing my taxes, I'm getting a refund. So
there you go.
Congratulations.
Congrats
to
her.
Celebrate that.
The only one on this podcast getting a refund. Yeah,
the Ursh told me, you know, your business should be making a profit. So you should try to work harder. Yes, it was like, you should try and promote your business and make a profit. The freaking, as I was doing TurboTax, it was like, if you keep performing at a loss, we're going to consider this a hobby. Honey, consider it a hobby. I don't want to pay you taxes anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah. Wow. So.
Well, speaking of secondary players, so I was using Jace's Harvest Switch, which I'm now looking, I believe he took it with him to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? We're doing chives. Like, I am sick of this 2-star garbage island. So I got on as Miranda, and then I realized I was like, no, I think I want to play as Jace because he has more access to things.
Yeah.
But I had never, and then, so I got back on as Jace, and Tom Nook comes along and puts this new app on my phone, and it's called Call Residents. Did you know that if you have multiple players on your island, you can play with them?
Yes.
At the same time? Yeah. I did not know that.
But so you need like party
play. You need another
switch controller.
Controller.
Yeah. Or you got to use the.
You have to take both of them sideways. Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, we do. So,
look at Bianca.
Well, and Jace wouldn't play with me. So I had to. I was like, I want to try this. And so I had like both remotes and I was doing it.
RJ's having dinner with Bianca.
Oh, jealous. Oh,
is it just a work thing?
Yeah, we're just having lunch between work, and sushi was, you know, just the easiest to get.
Yeah. So it's fast.
They have a really great lunch special. So. Yeah. It's 2 sashimi rolls and an appetizer for like $14. It's a pretty good deal.
And don't forget, it always comes with a miso soup.
Oh,
you got it.
I really want some miso soup.
Me so hungry for some miso soup.
Look at how pretty she is.
She's offensive.
Stunning.
She's Siberian.
She's gone, right? You don't have her anymore.
Oh, what's no, she's a Siberian tiger? Is that right?
She's a white tiger.
She isn't that Siberian?
A tiger.
A snow leopard? She's a snow leopard.
She's a snow.
Oh, Moraine's having a little private party over here.
Oh, yeah. You have an upstairs to a restaurant?
Yeah, with Miss Bubbles.
Miss Bubbles.
I love that. That's, it's like the private dining area.
Kate says, I've heard the ahi ha ahi is great there. That is a callback to
ahi ahi. Wait, what is it called? Mahi mahi.
Mahi mahi or ahi tuna.
Yeah.
Well, that's just
the ahi. Yeah. Ketchup makes a great ahi ahi.
Ketchup makes a great ahi ahi.
Ketchup makes a great duck.
I can hear the putty is out.
It's stuck to my hand again.
The tingles are out.
Jeez Louise.
I need some Borax for it.
To get we it used to make, yeah, we used to make our own silly putty growing up. It was always fun. I do believe that I'll make my adventure to Chicago for a ResPod read.
Oh,
you yeah. are.
Did you know, Adam, did you know Casey was coming to Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
You should ask RJ if he knew Casey was coming
no,
to Chicago.
No, I refuse.
When she brought it up last time, I put it in my calendar. So now
wow.
we do know.
That's a real friend.
The
that's
last
a real
time.
Friend.
Not the seven times before
yeah.
that.
Yeah, just the most recent time.
Yes. Bianca is just a white tiger because Siberian tigers are still orange, I guess. But she is white. Because her name stems from the Italian word for white. Bianca.
Bianca. Like Blanca.
Mm-hmm.
RJ, you should get your fortune told.
Let's play the music for ambiance.
She is heavily based on a snow leopard.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Katrina. Let's see, maybe Katrina will tell us something about your foot.
Yeah. Girl, you're
is there a polar bear?
On
you're
the
gonna
camera.
Trip.
Is there a white bear?
No.
Tutu.
There's a there's a tutu. Tutu's a big white bear.
Oh.
Or she's like cream. She's tutu. No, I think she's white. I would look her up, but my hands are slimed.
My hands are slimed.
I'm already on Wikipedia. Hold on.
Okay. Tutu. Oh, she's cute.
Oh, she's so cute. She is a polar bear.
It's my
oh my
passport
God,
phone.
And her little thing is twinkles. Oh.
I see a grandmother and a granddaughter. Turnips in hand.
Oh my God, she's a gleek. Oh my God. Uh-oh, looks like I'm getting a turnip.
Improve. Oh.
Look you have money. Good turnips this week?
So no, this also means that you're gonna when you go dig up your money for your money tree,
rock? Oh, yeah.
It'll be more, and then your money rocks will be more, and then maybe if you go,
okay, you got it.
A cap and island.
Tutu is wearing the cheerleader outfit in her photo. She's a Cheerio.
Oh, a Cheerio, not a Gleek, RJ. Too close.
Adam, watch this unhinged Glee.
But.
Glee week, a 2-hour Glee. Two-hour. Yes, the one that Jill.
Yes, the YouTube.
Yes, the guy Jill follows.
Yeah.
Mike's Mike.
I started watching that. I was like, I can't do this.
I did the whole thing, girl.
Y'all want to know a secret?
Tell me a real secret that no one else can ever know. Don't worry about people listening.
Don't worry about all these people. Yeah.
Tonight we're just family.
I had at one point during my wedding ceremony, I think my bridesmaids or something walked out, or no, maybe I walked out to like a Glee song. I'm not even kidding.
Which one?
I need to know.
I bust the windows out your car? Sung by Mercedes Jones in episode 3?
I'm pretty sure Darren Criss sang it.
Teenage Dream.
You know it. I can't think of it at this very moment. I would have to luckily there's no video footage that I know of because in 2011, that wasn't really prominent,
right?
But it was a Darren Criss song.
Yeah. There were no videos before 2018.
Yeah. They didn't exist.
They didn't exist.
Was it?
What year did you get married?
2011.
Okay.
It had to be that first season. It may have just been it's such a beautiful night. We're looking for
something dumb to do. Hey baby, I think I want to marry you. That was the whole cast. That was because Emma and Emma and Will were getting married, I think.
Why are you looking at me, girl?
Anyway,
was it?
Welcome back to Glee.
Yeah, I think it was.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think it was either that or the. Wait, when I see your face.
Oh, just the way you are. I feel like it had to be the
Such a Beautiful Night. I'm pretty sure.
May I ask why you selected the Glee version and not
the Bruno?
The Bruno Mars?
The Mr. Mars version.
Listen, I like that Glee version. Okay. It was 2011.
We didn't know any better.
Glee.
We didn't know Lea Michele wanted to shit in somebody's wig. We had no idea.
Great, I get to cut that out.
Timestamp.
Yeah, you just gave RJ work.
One thing to do now.
I had to remind him last week to cut out him reiterating what's already in the pre-recorded dialogue. He was like,
Oh, yeah.
I've almost got the slime.
This is a real waste of an episode. So I'd like to apologize to our listeners.
I wrote a secret.
So we do have some secrets.
RJ, do you have a secret you want to share?
No. We do have a listener letter.
A listener letter.
Yes, someone is asking for advice.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from.
This letter is from Bailey. Bailey says, hello. So I just wanted to send a message.
Bailey's last name is...
Do we need to tell people their full names?
Oh,
girl, that's why I did it.
Oh, I was gonna make a My Fair Lady joke.
We're a first name only podcast.
Company.
Yeah. Call me Walt.
Bailey doesn't want to be associated with us that closely.
Bailey says, hello. So I just wanted to send a message. So like, I've been curious about my island. I've been playing and trying to make my island a lot better than now. But I've been trying everything to put bridges down in certain spots, and it's so hard to make, and maybe you can help me with my problem. Mm. Thank you. Bridges. I was just saying I used to like diagonal bridges, and I really don't anymore.
Well, famously, there are bridges you've crossed you didn't know you've crossed until you've crossed.
The problem with bridges is that the diagonal bridges, if you've got paths down, it's going to muck up your paths because that diagonal bridge is really going to mess up the way that you set down your paths attached to it.
Unless you have the custom.
But that takes an extra slot.
It takes slots. Design. And we only have so many slots to give.
We only have so many design slots.
So many slots. Fill.
I don't even have fireworks anymore. Fireworks is going to be plain air.
Fireworks this year. Yeah. Enjoy the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. This is a Chapek fireworks situation. We're on a budget, honey.
Yeah. It's not going to be good.
I would say the best advice I can give for bridges would just be to what I do for my houses, which is at least kind of like put down. I think it's like, it depends. Bridges can be up to, I think, 3 wide, and then they can be like, as long as your river is like not more than 4, I think it can span.
Yeah, so it can have like, so this is, I have different lengths of bridges in mine. So like, this is probably like this is like a short one.
I think that's 3.
And then I have a really long one.
I didn't know bridges could be different lengths. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe put down what I like to do, especially for like houses and stuff, but you can also kind of do this for bridges.
That's a long bridge.
Maybe it's 5.
No.
Because that's a 5 bridge. I would just put down paths on the like plan out where you want your bridge to be, is what I would say. So like lay some paths down and then kind of walk around and see if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then once your bridge is done, then you can kind of fix the like terraforming around it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to navigate, or you'll be able to maybe do a little bit extra or take away a little bit. But yeah, look at that long boy.
Thank you.
You have huge rivers.
Yeah, I do
love aqueducts.
I like making the bridges long because it just, you know, fills more and it fills up more space.
And it feels more cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all bridges are 4 spaces wide, 2 for the rail and 2 for the workspace.
Ah, yes.
They can be placed over 3 to 5 wide rivers. Wow. So you can't build a river that is less than 3 spaces and more than 5 spaces wide.
Right. Then you've built a lake.
Yeah.
Or a bay. You've built a bay.
Bay. Yeah.
And like, and one thing about, I feel like one thing about bridges is you could stick a bridge down, you know, in a spot and then just build up around that spot, you know, mm-hmm. like you could just add some, like we learned, you know, add some trees, add some flowers, add some bushes, and it'll make that bridge pop even more, you know?
Yeah. I would really also just use all of the types of bridges because they
variety.
See, look like this one. Like
the Zen, but nothing's better. Nothing is better than the Zen Bridge.
It's beautiful.
Like you get a nice little overlook of the little dinosaur.
That looks nice.
Yeah.
Where did she go?
He left.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Bridges are hard.
Bridges are hard. And I know they take time to build, but I would just like play around with it. And also like
stick a bridge in your pocket and play with it. Yeah.
And start, you know, just set one up and then decorate around it.
Yeah.
I have this one just like as a feature.
Yeah, that's leading to nowhere.
The bridge to nowhere.
Well, thank you, Bailey. No last name.
No last name,
here's,
Bailey.
Here's my money. Let's see how much I...
Now RJ has to edit 2 times.
See? You dug up 5,000 bells instead of the 1,000.
Wow.
So I plant this.
So I will say, after I had luck with money and then I buried my 5,000 bells, it was only 1,000 bags the next day. But yikes. Go try and find your money rocks. Your money rock.
Money rock is in the house tonight.
Hit some stones and get some money.
Wow.
Burr, 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 burr. This is my new money, or my new rock.
Ooh, your rock coalition over here.
Oh,
not that one.
Geez, there was a snail and then a centipede.
Man.
Bug Island, man.
I am totally bugging.
Jeez, there are buggies every...
Ooh, come on, ooh, gold
nuggets.
My God.
Well, it's gold.
It is raining on RJ's island, so that's why... Oh, I shouldn't have said that, because now he's going to change.
It's chocolate. Meow. Meow. I left my magic wand at home, so.
You're going to get sick.
Find that money.
Where are your other rocks?
Well, I destroyed like 2.
You destroyed them?
Because I'm trying to get them. There's 5, right? There's not 6.
There's 6.
So I'm still missing one. Maybe I destroyed 3.
Where are your other ones?
I think I destroyed
3. I wish rocks.
You just destroyed 3 today.
You probably destroyed your money rock.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's chocolate.
Go to Cap'n.
It's coal.
See if Cap'n brings you to a money island.
Okay.
We're really testing theories today in real time.
This is the
scientific process at work.
Yeah. This is peer review.
Good one.
Thank you.
I'm going to Miss Nashville tomorrow.
That will be so good.
I'm
going
so
where?
Excited.
Nashville.
Nashville.
Have you been to Nashville?
I have. My friend got married there. And so I've went and...
Yarr! That's 1,000 miles.
There. Here we go. Are you ready
for
these?
4,000 miles?
Yeah, girl.
Girl, what are you...
Now only 3,000.
It's because when I...
Arjun, what do you...
It's because when I was home... Let me tell this story.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It's because when I am with my brother, who loves to play Animal Crossing, he will be like, oh, let me play. And he will grab my Switch. He will open my gates. He will go visit me and then buy items with my Nook Miles. TT the next day to pick them up. Or just like drop like Nook Miles tickets for him.
He's scamming you.
Big fan of Animal Crossing, not a big fan of this podcast.
You know what he needs? He needs the Treasure Island.
Oh my God. Yeah. If my brother knew of Treasure Islands, he would not be able to handle it.
No. He'd probably get mad. He'd probably get frustrated about like all the people that keep coming. Because that makes me...
No, I didn't clap. Thanks, Kevin.
I haven't had to do Treasure Islands in a while because
Mom, I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, you did it.
Not until next year.
Not until I bring you Harv Switch and make you.
You do.
Oh,
I lots of rocks. I see lots of rocks in this island.
Let's check
out. It's a cute island.
Is our theory just that at some point you're going to get a bunch of gold?
No, it should be. Well, money, it's when, definitely on his island, when he would hit his money rock, and he would have gotten double the amount that would have come out. But yeah, since he destroyed his money rock, we're going to see if he gets double the amount from a cap'n.
Yeah.
Money rock.
And Arjun,
you don't remember when you broke one of your rocks if you got a bag of coins from it?
Yeah, a bag of money.
I wasn't. Let me see my items right now.
A gyroid.
Oh, no, not the shovel.
Not the shovel.
Do you need to learn that recipe, or did you already have it?
I already had them.
Well, what a bust.
Can't you go?
You can go ask Cap'n for one, I think.
Or, yeah, or Cap'n will give you one.
There should be a workbench, too, somewhere.
No, I'm not going to make one.
Girl.
Why waste time when you have money?
You don't got money. It's not money. Oh, you're going to need miles.
I need a tool.
You have to trade your miles for tools?
At Cap'n's, yeah. No, even at Mr. Island's.
And you, so go to your, go to your DIY bench. Because shouldn't you be able to upgrade that to a regular one with just an iron?
Yeah.
An iron nuggy.
An iron nuggy.
You can make it a golden one since you've got a gold nuggy.
I would if I knew the recipe, girl.
Miss Gullivar does not.
No, girl.
I am still concerned that Red has not come back to Chives.
That's like.
Now with your second player, it might.
I don't know.
But you've had the second player, haven't you?
No, I just started.
Just so yeah, the second player might get it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well,
put you down.
I really hope so. Yeah, keep speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Because of MLB.
This is technically his switch. Exactly. All right, well, this is a bust. I don't think I'm going to get any gold.
So. Oh, look, Chris is in the chat again. Chris literally, we were trying to park yesterday, and I wouldn't let Chris park at some place that was like $20 parking. And he was like, no, it's fine. I love throwing money at problems.
That's a callback. Well, as we listen to Cap'n take us back to Ilo Ilo, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time to go to the town hall.
Already?
Girl, it's 52 minutes in.
Dulce.
I can't eat cucumbers without good mayo.
My mom's Tom Secret recipe. Oh, it's the best.
We should start the mayo biz, and you should invest. Oh, Cap'n's trying to scam. Cap'n.
Oh boy.
Catch the rest of your dream falling back asleep. I love when that happens. It be so deep. It be so deep.
I didn't like that song. I do like mayo, though. I like the representation.
All right.
Is that too spicy for you?
You know what? Every once in a while, I'll put a little, just a drop of sriracha.
Watch out.
I'm trying to get my tolerance up.
Wow.
A training,
drop of
training.
Sir, here, there's your
girl. There's your golden shovel, girl. Right now, wake her up.
Also, okay. you've got some Nook Miles to click on.
Yeah, I think
you can find
those.
You can find her. You can do the hello, like when the glass of water gets poured on. Do you know what I'm?
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's asleep and they throw the water on her. And she's,
yeah, hello. All right, that sound means it's time for the town hall. It's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation. I caught myself in a time loop.
See Doctor Strange coming this May.
Coming this May. Coming in July. See Miss Thor. May. Love and Thunder.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
Have y'all seen Nobody Everything has. Everywhere All at Once?
Yes. Yes, girl. We saw it opening week.
Oh, we saw it, baby. Girl, we saw it when it was limited release, mama.
I know what that is.
It's the Michelle Yeoh movie.
Did you watch it during South By time?
Yes, yeah. We like watched it that week. Because we had two theaters playing in Chicago.
I know. I think it had already happened at South By. I think this was post South
By. South By was in March.
Yeah. This was the first week of April.
Mm. Yeah. Because I saw RJ like tweet about it.
We saw it when it was in its limited release.
Okay. Yeah. Now it's in its wide release.
Now it's wide. Just like Casey, it's wide. It's spread. It's spread.
Yeah. You want to
cross the country?
You want to keep going? You want to keep going? You want to check and see what you actually said?
That sound means it's time for the time hall.
Yeah. Time for the time hall.
I don't have one. I just feel like I'm, you know, not in a mood to bring down.
Goodbye.
I want to uplift.
Okay.
We like to lift.
We want to lift and separate.
What if this week we lift instead of?
Yeah, let's
tear down. Enough tearing down in the community.
Mm. Tear down the walls, Gorbachev.
Up. Maybe we should lift each other up.
Sure. I was like, that's not really what I do.
That's not really.
It's not for me.
It's not our shtick.
Yeah.
What?
Anything that's in your mind.
I think I got all this.
Okay, RJ, this is your town hall of whatever you choose to make of it today. And your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. I'd like to just promote, you know, the opportunities that we have to try something new. Okay, let's never just like settle for like the same thing over and over again. Let's experiment. Let's try new things. And sometimes those things don't work out, and that's okay. No one is taking them personally. So yes, did I experiment with a mandarin orange chicken today and added gochujang, and it didn't work out well? I accept that. And I'm taking Adam's criticism of dinner tonight not as negative, but constructive, that, you know, sometimes things will work out and things won't. But what's important is the variety is the spice of life, and that we try something new. And maybe gochujang isn't the spice that's for right for dinner this time. But it's important to keep an open mind.
Never give up.
Wow. That's 1 minute. To be very clear, there was no...
There's chicken on the floor after him throwing it, saying, what is this?
This is not what happened.
Trash.
But it's fine.
Adam, we don't throw food.
He can have this narrative that he's decided.
Enjoy your moment.
Today.
Take your moment, Diabetti. This is your moment.
No, Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Yeah.
She's a metamorphosis.
Yeah.
I offered him to have my rice porridge that I was having, but he didn't want that. So.
Okay.
Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. I was going to address the villagers of Iloilo and say that after seeing the beautiful bridges, I really enjoyed how purposeful they were placed and how nice the scenery on Iloilo was. But now I feel the need to address my husband, who decided to call me out, even though all I said was, I just don't think gochujang works well with the mandarin sauce. Maybe we could just add sriracha next time. But okay, whatever narrative he wants to promote for his little podcast he does with his little friends is fine. And that's the rest of my time. I'm not taking the rest of my time. I don't need the rest of my time.
Well, thank you. I did work hard on these bridges, so I'm glad that you like them.
It's, you know, you didn't work hard on dinner.
Mama, I made the porridge. You didn't want any of the porridge. The porridge is great.
Goldilocks.
Yeah. Girl, no. Yeah. No one's on your side with the porridge thing. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
If you try to give me porridge, I'd be like, and what else?
And what else?
Please, sir. Can I have some more?
Mama Uber Eats. Okay.
He literally tried to serve me gruel tonight and was like, why don't you want it?
Yeah.
Girl. Gruel. Gruel.
Gruel.
Not this gruel. Miranda, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. I am sick of snow in the middle of April. It was Easter and there was snow sticking to the ground and I am sick of it.
You're addressing the villagers of Chives, the literal place that you live.
The actual village of Chives. I'm so tired of it. I need some spring energy. And really that's all I've got. I don't.
Ooh,
you mean these?
This spring energy?
How's this for spring energy?
How's this for a personal essay?
What you want is right in front of you.
Did y'all get them professionally painted?
Absolutely. Shangela herself did it.
Did you do, is it gel?
Yes, it is gel.
Oh, I love them. I need to get my nails.
But gel's bad for your nails, though, isn't it?
Oh, whatever.
It's bad for your nails and like you shouldn't probably have UV light just like baking on your hands for like.
You always put sunscreen on before you.
We did not do that.
Okay. Well, one time is not going to kill you.
Maybe she did put sunscreen on. There was like a lotion thing that she
did not put sunscreen on, you sis.
No.
I did it. Yeah.
My girl was Korean, so we had a lovely conversation about food. It was very fun.
You know, the Korean words that we know.
And then she told me she missed home because of me. And I was like,
"Aww,
you're welcome."
That's sweet.
It was very cute.
She's like, I miss home. I miss seeing.
I want to talk to people who know what they're talking about.
I did not get my 30th Gulliver.
Yeah. How do you tell? How can you tell?
You won't know until the next day, right?
Oh, he mails you the recipe.
Well, go to your thing. Yes. Doesn't it tell you how many you're at?
But that counts for Gulliver as well.
Oh,
all right,
we're just talking OG, original Gulliver.
This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. Attention, Vladimir. I actually got one.
Putin!
Vladimir the pink cub. Not the other Vladimir.
Wow. This podcast.
Somebody needs to address him.
You know, everyone's waiting for what? The Resident Services podcast.
Yeah, the statement. Here's our statement from Resident Services. Vladimir the pink cub had the audacity to ask my sweet little secondary player on her birthday, what are you doing?
Zucker has a thought bubble.
Okay. Well, finish your thing.
Vladimir, on my sweet little secondary villager's birthday, before he even told her happy birthday, he said, I'm thinking of moving. I'm thinking I need to get out of here.
A lot of Vladimirs are thinking of moving.
And it's like, are you kidding me? It's her birthday. For 1 second, you couldn't just be like, happy birthday. And if you've got a second, what do you think? But no. And then I talked to him again. He was like, just chatting with me. And then he said, happy birthday. It took like 3 chats to get a happy birthday out of him. And then also I gave out my cupcakes and I did not get one birthday item from anyone.
How many cupcakes did you give out?
I got 8. I got ugly stuff.
Oh, not one single birthday item?
The caveman dress?
And you're new.
Besides the hat that I got from they gave me a gift at my birthday party, which was thrown by Tangy. And Megan and Allie were in there too. So it was a great birthday party. But the other ones when I gave out the cupcakes, So
wow. Yikes. Tangy.
Also, KK Slider wasn't there for me.
Was it because of the fishing tourney or zipper?
It was Monday.
Oh. Easter Monday.
Listen, my secondary player's not. It's
because the game knows it's a scam.
Has their second player met KK yet?
How's that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how secondary players work.
Well, since I already had a 3-star island or whatever, secondary player just automatically has like terraforming and stuff. Mm. So I just don't know if I've sat down for KK as the secondary player yet. So anyways, Attention Village, my birthday sucked. Thanks.
That's 1 minute, I guess.
The Resident Services podcast would like to come out in support of Ukraine. You've all been waiting, but I just want to make clear that our laughs were non-derisive toward the suffering going on in Ukraine.
Okay, Zucker is looking for a new catchphrase.
Change it up, sis.
What was his catchphrase?
Carrot. It's a K-pop word.
Oh,
it's also about diamonds.
shining diamond.
Carat.
A catchphrase is just usually one word.
Yeah.
Is it a catchphrase is the word they say at the beginning, right?
Tteokbokki.
No, or at the end. No, at the end.
The end.
Mandarin orange chicken. No, it won't fit.
Morsel.
Squidzy. Squids.
With a Z.
Squiddy.
Squids.
Squids.
Steven.
Squids.
What do you say?
So, what do you think?
It's Let's nice. Try it.
Squids.
Also, if you.
Squids.
If you look in the chat, Baseline Tap House is gone.
Vaseline Tap House is closed for business.
Not Vaseline.
The end of an era. Vaseline is dead.
Vaseline's the brand, right?
Casey, yeah. I think we should make another studios and go and work from Vaseline on Tuesday morning so we can rope drop and do the,
we can do sit the
Miranda
inside.
Casey work from Vaseline, work from Vaseline. And Pizza Rizzo.
Let's do
work
it.
Work from the party room.
So oh my gosh, let's do it. Let's make good. Our, we need to make our resis.
Yeah.
Is Woody's Roundup open or whatever? Has that opened up yet?
I don't even think they've started construction on it yet. Yeah.
Well, that's it for us in this thrilling episode of Resident Services. Be sure to check us out on Twitch and listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. As always, Casey, Miranda, Adam, thank you for joining us today on this episode.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for the chat. That. Thanks for everyone on the chat. This is Resident Services. We're signing off. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on Facebook.com/groups/Resident Services Co-op. Our Discord server is linked on our show notes, and our episode recordings are now live on Twitch. Find us at twitch.tv/ResidencePod. If you would like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampleverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. You can also find other shows and essays on the Ampleverse and on social media at the Ampleverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our lilies of the valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.
Discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampleverse.